Let not your heart be troubled. You are listening to the Sean Hannity Radio Show podcast.
If you're like me and suffer from insomnia, you know what? That's not fun. You know, I tried everything. I couldn't get a good night's sleep. And this is neither drug nor alcohol induced. That's right. It is MyPillow. Mike Lindell invented it, and he fitted me for my first MyPillow, and it's changed my life. I fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and the good news, you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code Sean, and take advantage of one of Mike Lindell's best offers, his special four-pack. You get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, no risk to you, and a 10-year warranty. You don't want to spend more sleepless nights on a pillow tossing and turning that's not working for you. Just go to MyPillow.com right now. Use the promo code Sean, and you get Mike Lindell's special four-pack. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off, and you'll start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep you've been craving and deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Sean.
All right, so let's start North Korea. We don't have a lot of time, but what's the best option? Because I don't see a lot of good options here.
Well, there actually are. There's more sanctions that can be imposed on those people who do business with North Korea. Over the course of the last month, there have been several times when we've observed, through satellite and other surveillance means, ships transferring oil, for example, into a country where, in the north of Pyongyang, the temperature is now -5 degrees. It's going to get colder before it gets warmer. They need the oil. And the fact is, you could impose more sanctions on the Chinese who are allowing some of this stuff to happen, and anybody else who trades not just oil, but other things that are important to their economy. The idea that the United States is powerless is nuts. Now, we've got the means to literally decapitate the regime without using a single nuclear weapon. We ought to encourage the conversation that's going on between Pyongyang and Seoul about the Olympics. We ought to make sure that everybody understands we're deadly serious. The president needs to say every time he opens his mouth about this thing is that there's an existential threat to civilians in America with a North Korean, Iranian-supported North Korean nuclear weapon and ICBM program. And it is the Iranians that have made this possible for them. They could not have done it without it. But we've got lots more sanctions that can be imposed. And what you do is you say unilaterally, you don't have to get the Europeans and everybody else in Asia. If you do any business with a regime in North Korea, either named individuals or companies or the entire country, you cannot do any business in the United States. The banking system is going to look at this and say, wait a second, we can't afford to lose American business. We're going to stop doing business in North Korea. We've not even flexed our muscles yet on this. Despite what the State Department says, there's a lot more latitude.
All right, so you could have harsh treatment to look younger. Why would you risk that? Now, Joanne from Connecticut writes, my husband looks 10 years younger because of Genucel. Now, he saw results the first day he used it, and I have also had remarkable results. I can't live without it. Now, imagine bags and puffiness under your eyes gone forever, and sagging, drooping eyelids gone forever. It may take years off your appearance. In fact, you're guaranteed to have immediate results in as little as 12 hours or your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. And now until Mother's Day, well, if you order Genucel, you can try Chamonix's brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift if you have droopy, sagging eyelids absolutely free. Order now. Chamonix will include also a surprise luxury gift. That's free. Just go to Genucel.com, Genucel.com. Call 800-SKIN-509, 800-SKIN-509. And if you call now, express shipping is also free. 800-SKIN-509, 800-SKIN-509, Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. All right, we have yet another example how leftists in the media will do anything to destroy and delegitimize Donald Trump. Tuesday, New York Times delighted in their story entitled, "At a Key Moment, Trump's Top Diplomat Is Again Thousands of Miles Away." The Times reported senior State Department officials were momentarily speechless when asked why Secretary Pompeo did not delay his trip by a day to be in Washington during Mr. Trump's Iran deal announcement. The article also noted how European diplomats were perplexed and complaining that they weren't getting answers from Washington, D.C. Little did the New York Times know that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he was busy rescuing three American hostages from North Korea. And unlike the Obama administration, he didn't dump cargo planes of cash and other currencies, like $150 billion worth. And it's been an incredible week as it relates to foreign policy. I stayed up, I know many of you did, late last night to see the release of these three American hostages. Now, this on the heels, the lead up to this is amazing. It's fascinating. It's historic. You know, everybody in the media, every Democrat, oh, when you call him Little Rocket Man, he's going to get mad and you're going to start a nuclear war. Well, not only did the president call out Kim Jong-un repeatedly, he showed up a carrier strike force in the region to show a military presence. He strategically partnered with the president of China, which squeezed North Korea economically, put his own sanctions on North Korea. And the next thing we know is Little Rocket Man is crossing the DMZ, meeting the South Korean president. Little Rocket Man stopped firing missiles over Japan and threatening the world. Little Rocket Man has now released three hostages, and he's now talking about the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Everything that the media and Democrats said would never happen. Joining us now with his historic insight, a great historian in his own right and a professor at heart more than anything, is former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well, and I share kind of your sense of amazement. What a couple of days. And the president tweeted out today that they're going to meet in Singapore, which is, I mean, who could have predicted 2 years ago or 3 years ago that we'd come this far down the road this fast? Now, you know, as the president keeps saying, the deal's not done. His goal is the same as it's always been, which is a denuclearized North Korea. And he's going to stay focused on getting that done. But between his courage in standing up to all of our allies on Iran, report they gave Israel today when the Iranians fired some 20 missiles at Israel and the Israelis responded by bombing sites in Syria, the degree to which they're moving things. I thought the classic moment this week is the New York Times wondering where Secretary of State Pompeo is and why is he missing when the president announced the Iran deal. And, of course, it turned out, well, he was missing because he was meeting with Kim Jong-un, getting three Americans released and setting the stage for a historic meeting in Singapore. And I would think even for the New York Times, there might be space here for an apology.
I wouldn't hold your breath. That wouldn't be under, I wouldn't put you under advisement for that. I'm strongly considering, I think we're going to take this show, this radio show and TV show to Singapore. You know, this has, look, you're right.
Oh, you want to.
We don't know what the final outcome is going to be, but I know this. We haven't had a rocket fired since Kim Jong-un said he wouldn't fire them. We had the hostages released. I mean, that image of Kim Jong-un crossing the DMZ into the arms of the South Korean president and the fact that he's willing to talk about the denuclearization of the entire region and America didn't have to drop $150 billion in cash and other currency. It's a pretty amazing moment. It very reminiscent, I think, of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, look, there are a lot of parallels here between Reagan's pleasant firmness and the dismantling of the Soviet Empire. But I think it was very telling today and very smart that, and like you, I saw the arrival and the president's comments. I mean, it was the right tone. It was the right way of saying, look, you do the right things. We're going to be nice to you. Now let's talk about the next set of right things we need to get done. Mm-hmm. I think it also speaks very well of Secretary of State Pompeo and the job he's doing, that he could get this much done this quickly.
I've always liked him. Don't you like him? I've always thought a lot of him.
Mike's been a great guy. I knew him back when he was in the House. He is a remarkable talent and did a great job at the Central Intelligence Agency. And, of course, here you have a guy who spent the last several years at the CIA looking at Korea. So his ability to sit down in a room with Kim Jong-un with a level of knowledge that very few people have, and also to learn. I think he spent 90 minutes with him, and I suspect he came away having picked up a lot of points and a lot of insights that he did not have when he landed in North Korea.
Well, the bottom line is joint exercises are going to continue. He's not going to fire any missiles over Japan or Guam in the interim. And on the sanctions continue. Your father's relationship with China played a big role in this because China actually joined forces with us to put these sanctions, give some teeth to these sanctions. Yeah. And we might actually end up with a Korean peninsula that is denuclearized.
It'd be kind of nice, right? I mean, so for all their talk, for all their action, and frankly, all their talk and inaction for the decades prior to this, we actually have someone that's finally getting something done. So, you know, I want to make sure we elect guys like Rick Saccone who are actually going to follow what my father wants to do. They're going to follow his lead. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. I mean, we finally have a leader, an actual leader,